Recording is on.
Board of Directors to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Steve Jones.
Present.
John Devaney.
Present.
Jose Trevino.
Here.
Brad Hill. Amanda McKinney.
Present.
We have a quorum.
Thank you very much. Were there any additions or deletions to the agenda today?
The agency has none.
I'm sorry, what was that?
The agency has none, and I think somebody joined the call.
Hello, this is Jean Mendoza. I'm here with Kenneth Holstein.
Okay, thank you. We're getting a lot of wind from your line, Jean. If you could mute when you're not speaking, that would be very helpful. Thank you. So here, were there any additions or deletions to today's agenda from members of the board? Hearing none, are there any members of the public who wish to comment? If you do have a comment that you wish to make to the board, we ask that you do so now. We do not have a podium today, so we ask that you state your name for the record and try to limit yourself to 3 minutes. Did I hear Ms. Mendoza?
Yes, my name is Kenneth Holstein, and I'm here with Jean Mendoza, and we're to address the Yakima Regional Clean Air Authority. My name is Kenneth Holstein, and we live at 1190 Vance Road in Madison. We are the west side neighbors of Riverview Dairy. We have been at this location since 1955. This dairy, it was permitted in 1986 to Tony and Brenda Bayo. And this happened over the objections of the community and the neighborhood. However, County Commissioner Chuck Klarich at that time, this was around 1986, was petitioned to stop this dairy from being permitted, and anyhow, they went ahead with it. Now we are here again asking for relief from this dairy's transgressions. This operation is much to the close to a neighborhood, and as a direct result has caused road closures due to manure over the roadway. The animal fecal track out by manure haulers has roadway with sometimes around 3 to 4 inches of animal fecal matter. During rain conditions, it seems that they try to haul this manure out of these corrals, and it only makes the matter worse by making the road even more so inundated with animal feces. I would also like to address your office. In the spring of 2018, I brought pictures of theft enclosing a Mabden school bus. The bus was, at the time, was offloading children there from Mabden School District. I came to your office and with these pictures, and I spoke with your, at that time in 2018, it was a gentleman that was in charge of the dairy clean air business. And he told me, and I was very unwilling to accept that for an answer, but he told me there was nothing that the Yakima Regional Clean Air Authority could do, because they were a dairy. Well, Gene Mendoza has got some pictures that maybe you were able to see. And picture speaks a thousand words. And I think that after you see what these pictures do and you look at them, you will kind of get a different determination than the gentleman back in 2018. This is the biggest problem in our neighborhood right now is with these people and their unwillingness to accept a better environment for the people locally. And I hope that down the road we can come up with an established agreement of some kind to keep this problem from coming to a head in a matter as it has recently here. So at this point, I would also like to tell them they have a problem with airborne particles. They use the lime from the apple sheds across the valley here, and they put that in the animal feedlot there to help with their foot rot. The problem is all of this material is just piled in a pile, and the plastic blows everywhere. And in my yard, I have had numerous times I have to pick up the garbage from this their endeavor. This is a caustic. When you have wine blowing in your face and you're breathing it, it's not good for you. All of these things need to be addressed, and your office needs to be part of it. And thank you so very much for your time.
Mr. Giovanni, this is Jean Mendoza. May I speak? Hello?
Excuse me, this is John May. I apologize, Mr. Olson. In the course of your comments, I got disconnected from the line. So, I know the rest of the board was still able to hear you. I did not hear the conclusion of your comments. Rather than asking you to continue, what I will say is that I heard most of what you were saying, and there's a mix of things which might be under the jurisdiction of the Clean Air Agency and others which are regulated by the State Department of Agriculture and its dairy enforcement program. I'd encourage you to contact our staff directly so that we can evaluate whether there's any follow-up needed on the issues you've raised or whether we can refer you to the appropriate agency staff at WSDA. Were there any other members of the public who wanted to comment at this time?
Are you still there, Mr. Giovanni?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So we got most of what you said. Can I take 3 minutes and elaborate?
Yes, you may be recognized for 3 minutes.
Okay. So my name is Jean Mendoza, and I'm the executive director for Friends of Totten's Creek. The people who live around the Riverside Dairy have asked me to speak on their behalf. So in a nutshell, I want to tell you that this dairy is not a good neighbor. So odor and dust from the dairy are probably the biggest problem. You all know about the harm that polluted air does to people's health, especially children. And there are children in this neighborhood. But those of you who have children know the need for children to run and play in the outdoors. Those of you who try to keep a clean house know how hard it is to keep a house clean when there's dust all around you. And any of you who have family who suffer from respiratory problems know that people have a hard time breathing when the air is polluted. So the people who live near the Riverview Dairy have signed a petition to Yakima County Commissioners asking for local and state government to address the problems in their neighborhood. At this point in time, regarding Clean Air Agency,
did I miss anything?
Satisfactory relief would be a prompt response when people call the YRCAA and report odors and dust. Visiting the site 2 days after the fact is not acceptable. We all know that odors and dust wax and wane. So our request is, if the inspectors can't inspect in a timely manner, the YRCAA should take the citizens' words for the degree of the air pollution. So let me repeat that. If YRCAA cannot inspect during a bad air event, YRCAA should take the citizens' word.
We don't inspect air.
How bad the air pollution is. 3 minutes isn't long enough to describe
sure,
this problem.
That.
So I'm going to send you a copy of the petition, a map of the area, and a picture of a school bus that actually disappears in Dairy Dental on Grants Road. And we ask for a formal response to this petition from the Clean Air Agency. We ask for the agency to respond and tell us how the agency plans to address the impacts on health for the people who live around Riverview, and how the Clean Air Agency plans to enforce the Clean Air Act in this neighborhood. Thank you.
All right, thank you for your comments. We will look at those documents to follow. Any other members of the public who wish to comment at this time? Okay, hearing none, thank you. The next item on the agenda is a presentation on a proposed revision to agency compensation policies. Dr. Jones and Mayor Trevino were working on a subcommittee to look at these issues. Jose, were you going to be presenting? I know you're on the road.
I can speak to that. And however, obviously, Dr. Jones can add or clarify anything else as well. But I can start it if you'd like me to.
Yes, please go ahead.
Okay, so... What you have in front of you is a compensation payroll policy. The one above is the revised version of the original, which is at the bottom. You should have, again, the new policy and then the original policy. So what we have worked on is we were looking at two proposals for the board. The first one is this one that you're looking at, which is at this point completed. The second proposal is not. So we'll talk about this, and then I'll talk about the second one. So this is just a changes to the original policy, and the purpose of the changes was to give the agency director some sort of a guidance to reviewing the positions within the agency, and then presenting to the board proposal for any pay raise increases for those positions. It also provides the director a guidance to or a direction into when to start with the request for the pay increases. And what I mean by that is what percentage is a good starting point for those pay increases. And we looked at the CPI, Seattle Tacoma, which is the most common, the most used for that purpose. So it's an easy revision. It gives more direction, more guidance, and it's more consistent for pay raise requests. So that's this proposal. Any questions on that? I'm sorry, Dr. Sure. Steve Jones, do you have anything you want to add first?
In my review of some of the policies from some of the other agencies, Jose, one of the things I did find was a Western Pacific estimate for the UPI. and it took into consideration cities in eastern territories that were 2.5 million less. That might be something that might be more appropriate for our region as opposed to Seattle, Tacoma, just as a suggestion.
Okay.
So I have information, although it considered cities smaller than the Seattle Tacoma area in its survey.
Thank you. But I think we would want to look up the background on those two different calculations to see which might be more useful as a guide for us. We might want a little more analysis there. Because it's presented as two different sets of language, I just want to make sure I'm understanding the substantive differences between the existing and your proposed changes. If one is the use of a CPI as a guide annually in making a wage adjustment determination, there's also language saying that about the board retaining ultimate discretion on individual pay increases. I have a question about whether that is affirmatively deciding on each employee, which seems to be a change from the delegated authority we have to the director of agency now, or if we are just trying to reference the fact that no wage change can be approved without the board's approval of an overall budget adjustment.
So part of the conversation that we were having during this is that we wanted to make sure that the board had held and had the ultimate say on whether a pay increase was going to be approved or not. And so that was the purpose of that language there. So once the director presents to the board the proposed pay increases, then the board is the one that makes the final decision whether those pay increases are in effect or they're not.
Okay, thank you for clarifying that. I would be interested in some point, either now or after, you know, the next meeting possibly, if Gary Coolier, who's on the line, has any insight into the construction of that language, because I know that we don't want to put the board in the position of appearing to be the direct supervisor of every employee, and whether that's phrased as making salary determinations for individual employees versus approving a budget item with discretion to the supervisor may have an important legal distinction.
Okay, I agree with that.
Does anyone else have any questions on the recommendation as it's been presented so far? Not hearing any questions. So what I would suggest is that we ask staff to maybe come back with a little more information on the actual differences between the Seattle's CPI and the, what was it, the Western Pacific, you described it as, Dr. Jones?
All it does is change the classification from Class A to Class BC cities, which is
okay.
2.5 million and above and 2.5 million below.
Okay. That seems like it might be a better basis of comparison. And then I think that before we would ask the board to act on approving or not, I think we should have legal review of the proposed changes. So I wanted to make sure everyone... Okay, thank you. Thank you, Commissioner. I think this is very helpful recommendations, and I think that we'll just... look then, having had a chance to hear the recommendation, look for action at the next board meeting after any staff report.
Okay. Can I speak to you?
Yes. Next, I know you are moving on to the second of your recommendations now.
Yes. And so this was, obviously all this is just informational at this point, but... So that was the first proposal that we worked on. The second one that I was putting together, and I guess this is where I need to know from the board if they want us to continue with the second recommendation or just stick to the first one, is I was working on a step scale for pay increases. And there was a policy that I was working on that addressed the procedure for those pay increases. That was not going to be an annual automatic increase. What it was going to do was going to bring folks up to the average pay for their positions based on the comparables that we had and we looked at, and what the wages were for their counterparts in those other agencies. And we didn't consider all the agencies because we know that some are just, their revenue source is way more than what we have. So what I was looking at, again, is the pay scale. It would have been a every 3-year proposal to the board for those pay increases by positions from the director. And that's kind of a brief, quick overview of the second proposal that I was working on. And I've started the pay scale. I've started the policy, but it needs a lot more work. So I guess that's kind of an overview, and I just need direction from the board if they want me to continue with that or if they just are satisfied with the policy change only.
Thank you, Jose. I guess I will lead off. From my own perspective, I think it is helpful to have comparability data. I think that we might look at how frequently we might collect that information and perhaps add that to your recommendation of things to be considered when making pay determinations by the director, rather than going to the significant effort of creating a target range chart or a step chart, which would then still have to be updated when we did a comparability comparison. I would just suggest adding comparability data to the list of things that should be considered when making pay determinations.
Okay.
Does anyone else have any thoughts or recommendations or questions? You are speaking, you're on mute. Okay, if not, then I think then maybe we will look for some follow-up information from council and staff and look for a proposal of language changes to be discussed or upon at the next board meeting.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Great. Thanks for the report. If there's no other questions on that topic, next item on the agenda is an executive session to complete some of our discussions that we did not complete at the last meeting relating to the performance and compensation of the Air Pollution Control Officer and Executive Director. This would be scheduled for up to 30 minutes, so shortly. The members of the board will exit this call, which will remain open. We will go to another phone call, and 30 minutes from now, which would be at 2:58 p.m., we will resume the regular board meeting. So at this point, I'm adjourning the board to executive session to return in 30 minutes. Thank you.
We're muted here, so.
So this is Don Devaney. By my clock, it has been the 30 minutes, and we have completed our executive session. Can the clerk please call the roll to confirm that board members have joined the main call?
Steve Jones.
Present.
John Devaney.
Present.
Jose Trevino.
Present.
Brad Hill. Amanda McKinney.
Commissioner McKinney had a conflict and said she would not be able to come back into the main call for the remainder of the meeting.
Okay.
We will resume the board meeting. Based on the recommendations and discussion of the executive session, is there now a motion from any board member on follow-up for compensation and employment agreement for the executive director?
This is Jose. I'll make a motion to recommend that Gary Coulier draw up an updated employment agreement showing a new salary of $96,000 for the director, and an annual, also to add language that states that we will have an annual review for inflation adjustment.
Thank you. Is there a second to that motion?
I second that motion.
Great. Thank you. So all in favor, or first, any discussion of the motion? Okay. Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right. Thank you. That will be, that's just to, again, to draw up a proposal with staff. An agreement is between two parties, so that will be presented to Keith Hurley, and once we've approved the language and voted on it at the next meeting. Thank you. Moving on to the consent agenda, board meeting summary, and monthly activity reports. We had a chance to review those. If there are no questions, I would entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move we approve the consent agenda.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion is approved. Thank you. Moving on to the regular agenda, item number 8, Executive Director's Report. Hurley.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Board Chair, board members, and members of the public. So as I stated last month, the ANG is in the process of completing the biennial accountability and attestation audits covering fiscal years 2019 and 2020. The staff has worked hand-in-hand with the Washington State Auditor, and we fully expect the report to be available by the end of March, March 31st. So we're just now, this should be the week where the auditor has reviewed everything, and they're probably going to take a while to formulate their report, which is no different than any other year that we've had so far. So that's good news. That piece of work is getting completed. I continue to formulate the FY22 budget. Actions taken today will help me put that together as well. And I'm in accordance with our admin code, I'll present that to the board at the May 13th board meeting. The next item is a compliance and engineering report as far as the type of complaints, the number of NOVs and the AODs for the month of February 2021. And as you can see, there's nothing exceptional there. That's that. And then you have the attached air monitoring. I'm sorry here. I think I might have... Yeah, it's not a bullet point, but you do have an attached air monitoring data quality report for the third quarter of 2020, and there's nothing exceptional in that as well. It points out that the state has not been able to do their audits in the field due to COVID, so nothing exceptional in that report. And then you have the air monitoring data for February 2021 for Sunnyside and Yakima. And as you can see, with March being a transition month to warmer weather, our readings are significantly reduced or down as they would be this time of year. And with that said, subject to your questions, that will conclude my report to the board.
Thank you. Were there any questions for Keith? Okay, hearing none. Next is action items, fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for February.
Yep, you have before you the fiscal reports for February of 2021. February 2021 accounts payable and payroll authorizations are enclosed for your review and approval. The BVA and supplemental income docs are included, again, as informational as always. So I'm recommending accept and approve by minute action the February 2021 AP fiscal vouchers totaling $18,547.87 and the February 2021 payroll authorization totaling $57,471.65.
There's no questions. I would entertain a motion to approve those fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers.
I move we accept the fiscal vouchers and payroll authorization transfers for February 2021.
Thank you, Dr. Brown. Thank you. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Hearing none, motion is approved. Next item, resolution 2021-02, dismissing uncollectible debts.
Yep. So I know it seems kind of like the last couple of months we've had these. It's just the timing, as I explained last month. So you have before you two uncollectible debts the agency is asking for you to dismiss as uncollectible. I will tell you one small note to this memo is that we used to list the service date, and now we're the listing date, and now we're listing the service date down at the bottom. Because the service date, I learned recently, is the date that starts the statute of limitations of 6 years. So clearly we're past 1 and 2-9 of 2021, and Evergreen has gotten very good over the years of not letting these build up or missing them on a report. And so you seeing this at this time is just, in my opinion, a sign of the efficiency. So I'm asking you to approve resolution 2021-02 for the dismissal of the of the attached uncollectible debts totaling $4,800.
Great, thank you. Are there any questions? If not, is there a motion to approve the agenda or adopt the resolution, excuse me?
I approve we adopt resolution 2021-02.
Thank you, Dr. Jones. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Jose. It's been moved and seconded. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of the adoption of the resolution, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? The motion is adopted. Thank you. Resolution is adopted, excuse me. Is there any other business before the board at this time?
The agency has none.
Hearing none, we have completed our agenda, and if there being no other business, I appreciate everyone's patience. We went a little longer than usual because of the executive session. I will declare this meeting adjourned, having completed all our business. Thank you, and look forward to seeing you at next month's meeting.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.